Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and you, Senior Talk Radio on WCWP.org. This is our last segment of the show. Went by very fast. We had, of course, Dr. Susan Linder, who talked about coping with stress, specifically during COVID-19, this pandemic, and just kind of the range of, you know, when it first happened, the unknown, the great unknown, you know, and really just the fear of getting sick or your loved one getting sick and bringing it home to someone and all that kind of stuff, to then all the things like Christina, you were talking about, it just made me think about, like, you know, when you say the phases are even changing now, like now in phase three, you could do what we only thought you could do in phase eight or whatever. Yeah. I think there's only four or five phases, but you know, like when we first started, it was, I mean, do they call it a pandemic because of panic? I mean, like panic, you know, like you really are kind of put in panic mode, you know. It's like you had the people who, like Otto was talking about, you know, people watching news around the clock, whatever it was. So you're getting all this information, you know, throughout the day, and you know, like sometimes it's the same thing. Yeah. And experts, and yeah, you know, it's just amazing. So where we were, I mean, 3 months ago, we've been home since March 16th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that was. And today it's 3 months.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Like, and
yeah,
you know, where we were, I mean, there were like in April was tough. April was like the scary time.
I know. And had some nerve because they took my birthday month from me.
And mine too.
Had some nerve.
Both of us. I know that was rough.
Some nerve. But you know, it's funny that you're saying with the different people, you know, and we talk about that all the time on this show. It's like, you know, and I feel like I kind of bounced from different person to person, you know, because there'd be some times that I was like way too heavy watching the news. And I was just like, and that I had to actively be like, nope, time to cut it off, you know, because it was like, I always like toe the line of like wanting to be informed, but then it's like super over-informed and your like head wants to explode.
Yeah.
And then like, just like every news outlet had like a different spin on it. It was just like too much for the brain, you know, and then, you know, I'd have this panic and this anxiety and this worry. And then I would have moments of like trying to really be hopeful and upbeat. And, you know, what's nice about where we are now is, you know, it seemed when we were in the thick of it, this seemed so like far away, you know, like the idea of even getting to go outside and see people, you know, it was, you know, and that's why, like, you know, when we were saying the fact you really have to have hope, and it's not easy. You know, it's a lot easier to just get in your feelings and be upset, you know, so to actively try and combat that is certainly not an easy task. And it takes work, you know, and we say that all the time, you know, me and Otto, it's not, you know, you can't just walk. Being a positive person actually takes a lot more work than being a negative person.
One of the big exciting things to do nowadays is to go shopping for food, like a supermarket.
Yes.
Because in the beginning, to me, that was a big thorn, without mentioning the name of the delivery companies or whatever. But you would try to get an order in, and you couldn't get a delivery for like a week or two.
Do you remember the talks we would have?
And it was costly. I remember paying $60 in fees and tips and whatnot to have food delivered. So just the fact that you can now safely, with the mask, and go to a supermarket. That's a big deal compared to when we started this whole thing 3 months ago. You know, so little baby steps, and we're getting.
You have to. You have to hold on to those kind of things. I'm telling you, like this weekend, it was just so excited. I thought, you know, and like, you know, I always say my husband is clearly more nervous about the situation, and you know, stressed out and anxious about this than I am. You know, so I felt bad. I was like, did I like meet my quota this weekend? I felt like I like pushed it a little too hard.
You know, the business world, like this morning I read Chuck E. Cheese is going bankrupt and might close. And I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese with grandchildren in Hicksville.
Oh yeah.
A lot of times. And,
oh yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, that they're going to go down because they have nothing coming in. And apparently they were on the edge to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, that's
yeah.
what I think a lot of it, you know, businesses that were kind of teetering, you know, on the edge, and then this really, and that's why I said, it breaks my heart, because I couldn't even imagine, you know, how.
And there's no social distancing at Chuck E. Cheese, especially with kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's the tough, you know, problem with opening up camps and pools, and kids can't, especially young kids, they can't wear masks for hours, or they have to social distance from their best friend 6 feet, and you put them in a playground.
I have to say, I was so impressed with my little niece, who is like my mini me. She's three, she just turned three. And she, you know, I saw her, unfortunately, we had to go to a wake last week, and her mom comes out and she has her little mask on. And, you know, it's magic. She's just so cute. And she was so good. She kept this little mask on. And I was so impressed. And her mom was saying it's because she thinks that she's very, like, costume-oriented and thinks it was just, like, part of
her. Oh, that's a great – that's a really good
– yeah. Like, she thought it was part of her
love. Persuasive way to get kids to wear their mask. Yeah.
And I was so shocked. I was like – because I'm sitting – I'm, like, the little kid. I'm, like, fidgeting. Like, I can't breathe. Get this mask on, you know. And she's just, like, sitting there.
Get a pinch her.
You know,
did you have any influence on that?
Oh, absolutely. I laugh. I swear. It's just, it's hilarious.
I doubt it.
She was equally as excited to go out to dinner, because that's like her, ever since she was a baby, she just like thrived in a restaurant. So her mom sent me a picture and she looked so excited. I was like, why am I relating to a three-year-old right now? Like, I totally get it, kitty. Like, I totally understand the feeling of being so excited, you know, and just. And that's what's, you know, hard for these little kids. But I was so impressed, you know, so that's a good tip, you know, with your grandkids, make it like a mask, you know, and even if you have it, you can draw on it, you know, make it fun, you know, it could be a whole activity. So,
so as you guys know, before we get back to talk of the town too, is, Paula, we can't say how old she was, but she had a,
yes,
had
we
a
talked about her
day recently. Yeah, oh, yeah, you did?
We blew up her, her birthday.
And the video that you and your, yes, BFF put together. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Yes, we gave it a good shot.
I was the funniest. I'm just putting it out there that I did good things.
But what I also want to tell people is exciting is that we're constantly coming up with new virtual programming. So last month we had our first round of advisory committee meetings. We are continuing to do that via the Zoom platform for June. So that's really exciting. So if you obviously want to be a part of it, you were having a great turnout. You can call 311 or 869-6311. We'll send you a Zoom link. And also what's great is that if you're wanting to do it, but you're a little confused, listen, I never even heard of Zoom until this whole thing happened. So I had to kind of understand it myself. And the fact is we have Barbara Melman, who is our Technology for the Terrified PI volunteer technology guru. And she will actually help you over the phone, you know, to kind of figure out Zoom. So if you're interested and you kind of just, you know, what was great, you know, you'll see on these advisory committees, people who may not have, you know, the visual capability, but you can call on the phone and still be a part of it, which so many people are doing. And I think it's really actually exciting. We were all blown away with how many people participated in those programs. So that's in June. There's tons of dates coming up for your area. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 to get that. I want to remind people of the exciting shows that are coming up. Next week, we have on District Attorney of Nassau County, Madeline Singus. And also, we're going to have on John Wighouse, who is the president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. So they're going to be talking about kind of what their offices were doing during this whole pandemic. July 3rd. Which I can't believe we're even talking July 3rd. We're not.
I know.
Yeah, wow.
So we're just going to have some great repeat shows on. But then the following week, we have on Nassau County Comptroller Jack Schneerman will be on. July 17th, we have on the Regional Administrator for Administration for Community Living, Kathleen Oat, who we've had on before. And she's going to talk about aging in place issues during these challenging times. On July 24th, we have our fabulous former council member, our New York State Senator Anna Kaplan, will be on. And then on July 31st, we are going to end our July shows with Nassau County Executive Laura Curran. will be on. So that's really exciting. It's quite the lineup.
So is that you return to a live show with a county executive?
So we have, no, we return to a live show on July 24th.
On July 24th.
Yeah, so okay. That's going to be interesting because we're going to be doing Zoom live, which should be quite the exciting task. I'm excited to see how it goes.
You're just taking it to a whole nother level.
We're just trying to add, you know,
Zoom live from where we are right now.
Right, Zoom live. So right. I think that's going to be really an interesting kind of platform. So check that out. And I want to remind people that, which is exciting, we've been airing a bunch of our radio programs on the town cable station. So you could check the schedule there. It kind of varies about when they do that. And I'm also working with IT to see if they're able to upload on our Project Independence website some of the videos, for this time. So we're just trying to come up with new ways to kind of connect to everyone. And what's really been great about this show is that we've had amazing guests on that had great knowledge. So it was exciting to actually be able to have, the people I just named are some heavy hitters. So that's exciting. And I encourage everyone.
You just got to, drop Christina's name and anyone's going to come on the show.
We just throw it around.
we have a few minutes left, as always we like to thank Dan Cox and WCWP.org for airing our program. And Otto.
Looking at Rebecca Miller on channel 18.
She's in two places at once. Like we always do that.
Oh, really?
Doing yoga.
Is that? I'm doing yoga.
Otto always announces that during our radio show. He'll see his Rebecca is doing yoga. So and that's a new. We had mentioned that earlier, but the exercise classes you can check out. There's a bunch of times that airs. It's also on the North Hempstead TV website. So you could see that. We're actually gonna have some Zoom programming. We have Technology for the Terrified via Zoom, learning about different apps. It's called Have an Appy Time. That's gonna be on
29th
from 1 to 2 p.m. The space is limited for these. So if you are interested, call 311 to register. That's June 29th. We're gonna have our World in Motion current events group. It's gonna start back up on June 24th via Zoom. And that's going to be from 1 to 2 p.m. So once again, you would call 311 and get a link. Will be emailed to you to participate in that program. So it's just really exciting things that are happening.
Yeah.
We're going to continue, obviously, to try and think of different programming. Yes, Otto.
Mr. Lose.
There is also, from what I heard, a pretty big food donation drive taking place. And I was a little curious about that because it's always hard to believe that a lot of people actually have problems getting food and are hungry on Long Island.
Through the town is having a food donation drive. The collection sites are at North Hempstead Beach Park and Manor Haven Beach from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that's 7 days a week. So you could obviously call 311. They can give you more specifics as to what is needed. And and I want to encourage people that if you are having an issue with getting food, please call 311. Our social workers have a whole host of information.
Just call 311. So again, thank you everybody. Our guests, Susan Windsor, Otto, Christina, thank you for letting me host the show. Love to everyone and have a great weekend because when you hear this show, it will be Friday.
Right.
Take care all.
Enjoy.